Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So is this really the last day I wear the uniform? Like, if they lose today, is that
it? Oh, it's over. That's one thing I think we can all agree on. Honestly, I think Celia had the right idea. I think you should burn it if they.
But what if it's not, you know, my fault?
It probably isn't, but...
Probably isn't?
Too bad.
Oh, really? Probably isn't my fault?
Too bad.
All right, it's unfinished business here. Our coverage of the playoffs, obviously, on WIP, presented by Delaware Valley Honda. Reminder... Another game in 8 hours and 3 minutes. You imagine that, John?
No.
In 8 hours and 3 minutes,
they play another game. I cannot imagine it. I am not ready at all. I'm nowhere close to prepared for this because right now I'm too negative. Right now my brain can't get positive. My brain can't feel like this team is where it needs to be. My brain is viewing the Mets as the team that's ready, and I don't want to feel like that.
All right, let's get a lot of calls in here in the 9 o'clock hour. Let's start it off with Chuck in Cherry Hill. A lot of look back and a lot of look ahead. Chuck, good morning.
And I'm speaking directly to you, John. All right, more serious level, man to man here. You damn well know, buddy, that a positive ethos is where we need to be. You played, and you know it doesn't start with negativity. Come on, we have an hour here. First of all, Joe Bird, that damn uniform. Whatever you want for it, Joe. I'll wire you right now. Dead serious. Burn that uniform.
$1 million.
It's symbolic. Okay.
No, you say whatever I want. $1 million.
Joe, you want to laugh?
Yeah.
Yes, true stories. Yeah. Well, I'm sworn. I'm always sworn. But yesterday, 4 o'clock, I'm out in the parking lot talking to my CFO, and all these employees are coming out from the building. It's thanks, Chuck. Thanks, Chuck. Hey, Bubba. I'm like, what? Yeah, well, our boss heard the thing on the radio that all businesses should close.
No way.
That's parking great. I'm sworn. The parking lot empty. Marion comes out. My wife says, everybody left the building. It's a 5-story building.
Look, bosses have an obligation. Today, bosses have an obligation.
Hey, listen, we got to stay positive. As far as the point about Ken striking out, no, we struck out below league averages here. It's not the strikeouts. They struck out 9 times per game every game when they hit, when they don't hit. That's not it. Chuck. Take it easy on Harper, my man. Holy Toledo. Now, that arm angle with Manoa, that was filthy. That was Randy Johnson. But if Harper had just guessed on the first pitch, 85-mile-an-hour cookie right on the inside part of the plate where he likes it, but he did. The other two pitches were terrible. Now, listen, the team's batting 204, Joe. Okay? The ERA 6.23. Last year, our OPS was 821. It's 640. We're not hitting. You know, the bats have gone quiet all year long in the second half. What did we lose? 12 out of 16 to the good teams. And in the beginning, we cannibalized the soft part of the schedule. This has happened all season long. But today, we got to change it. Now, do you think by now there's been a meeting with Wheeler's camp? You know there has been. If Wheeler's telling the Phillies press, I'm ready today, I think you got to win this game today and go committee game 5. But you don't have that chance if you don't win today's game, right? You got to go Wheeler today. If he knows his body.
Well, I agree. Chuck, I agree with you. I mean, you know, I've been saying that. And look, it took me a while to arrive at that. And Chuck, great call. I mean, really, really good insight there. So it took me till around 5, well, I guess it was 4:40 or something. I was driving into work today, and I was at a traffic light, and I was like, all right, Wheeler. It wasn't easy. I mean, I thought about it last night. I thought about it early this morning. I kept thinking about it. I finally settled on Wheeler. That's where I'm at. I know a lot of people aren't there. We'll see in a couple minutes where our poll results are. By the way, no Mike Quick today. Obviously, Mike typically with us on Wednesdays at this time. He'll be with us next week. But we're totally into the Phils right now.
Yeah, and Mike, when Mike is with us, Mike Quick is sponsored by Bet Parks Online Casino and Sportsbook. New users can score up to a $1,000 casino bonus in their first 24 hours. You must be 21 in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, or Michigan. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, in the last 3 minutes, I got 2 texts from a buddy. About the show. Text 1 says, I'm so infuriated, but the show is helping. Text 2 says, I never want to hear that bleeping song again.
The duality of Phillies fans right now.
It actually made me feel better than I thought it would.
Me too.
So he clearly was not, you know, on that same wavelength.
No, again, Seltzer, 9:30, we need Rocky. We need it.
Oh, I got it. We're ready. Don't worry. Yep, it's happening. John, and I don't care what anyone out there has to say about it.
I did not feel good about that song. I didn't, like, you guys enjoyed hearing
that song. I felt uncomfortable.
It rubbed me the wrong
way.
You
look uncomfortable in that uniform.
Well, it kind of made me sad because I don't want to say it's lost, but that version of Philly's magic in the postseason feels so far away right now.
I can't find that team.
Right.
Let me ask you a question. I agree with you guys. James, let me ask you a question. Who is the most prominent Philly on or off the field that this will be their last game with the Phillies if the Phillies lose tonight?
Wow, that's a phenomenal question. So Austin Hayes would not be considered prominent.
Like, Marsh would be the baseline. The question is, does it go up to Castellanos? Does it go to Schwarber? Do they dump Trey Turner? Like,
so I don't
do they
think
dump Ranger?
So I think the two names that popped in my head the most, and Castellanos has actually been pretty good for them.
I know.
But because of the contract and because of the way his season seems like it's ending, I would say Nick Castellanos and Alec Bohm are the two people that I would think are most likely to be gone.
That makes sense.
I can't believe we've gotten to this point with Alec Bohm.
Well,
I can't
I'm not there at all.
Okay. I can't believe I feel the way that I feel. I'm so frustrated. I really do believe he is, his attitude, his outlook, where once I felt like it was fixable and it was workable and, you know, he's young, so he'll be, it's just a matter of time. He's not as young. He's 28 years old.
Yeah.
This is not, I mean, he's beyond impetuous and childish. And I feel like that's a bad trait that he just seems to convey.
Keep in mind, he was an all-star this year.
He was, but then he fell apart. He fell apart beyond falling apart. Like, I never could have expected that.
But we don't know if they'd get rid of him that quickly.
I wouldn't. And we know the players have fall apart months, and you just hope it's not late September, October. His happens to be. I mean, he was second in the National League in doubles. He's a pretty good defensive third baseman. I believe he hit about 280. Like, I'm not looking to dump Alec Bohm at all.
I don't agree about the pretty good. Like, we want him to be a pretty good third baseman.
Hey, one other thing I got to correct. I said earlier the Phillies haven't won an elimination game when they can be eliminated since game 5 of 09. I was wrong. I'm just remembering they won game 5 of 2010 versus the Giants in San Francisco, won that game. Jason Wirth had a huge game, but then, of course, they came back and lost game 6.
Cody Ross.
Yeah, exactly. Frank, and by the way, they had the Giants on the ropes, first inning of game 6.
I think it was
3-0 or 2-0.
Yep.
That pitcher was on the ropes.
Yep.
Larry Bowa and I were in a car listening to that together, coming back from a pregame show. They almost won the game in the first inning. They almost won the game, like in the first inning. And someone gets out with the bases loaded, and then Oswald starts spitting it up, and then it's like, all right, we got a game, and then it's like, all right, the season's over. Let's go to Frank. He's calling from North Wales. Good morning, Frank.
Hey, good morning, guys. Joe, I want to piggyback on a really important point you made earlier. But first, how about that epic matchup this past weekend? Did you catch that?
Which one?
The LaSalle Sixers.
Oh, I did. You know, it's funny.
Overtime thriller.
So I swear to God, Frank, if we weren't so immersed in the Phillies, I would have mentioned that, yes, LaSalle. I mean, they pulled a Nick Anderson. They stripped the ball from Michael Jordan. It does happen.
Yes, it does.
And credit to LaSalle for winning a 4-overtime. I'm not going to call it thriller, but a 4-overtime game against my prep. But
it was just a normal 4-overtime game, not a thriller.
We will see them if they get there in the state title game. That's all I'm going to say. Okay.
Wow. Right. All right. So the Phillies point, and this is really important. I want to preface it by saying a couple names: Randy Moss, Warren Sapp. I'm so tired of Philadelphia being so concerned about the buddy system and a culture, and you pass on a guy like Jazz Chisholm. This is pervaded all the calls today. If you have him in your lineup, I know he was expensive, and I know, oh, God forbid, you know, he's not the best guy.
He wasn't that expensive. I mean, no top 100 prospects got traded at the deadline.
Yeah, right. I agree, Frank.
You have him in there. You're not worrying about half the things you're worrying about now. We're not putting together an ultra boy group here. We're not putting together a Boy Scout troop. I want mercenaries that come in, drop bombs, and go home. They don't need to go bowling together. They don't need to throw seeds and water. I want people to come in and rake and go their separate ways and stop worrying about fitting in to this buddy-buddy
culture. I think it's a good point, Frank.
That's why I wanted to trade for Juan Soto last year.
Yeah, Frank,
if you remember.
I think it's a good point.
Exactly. And they better fix it going forward. God forbid they lose.
Yep. All right, Frank, good call. I mean, we should point out that Juan Soto and the Yankees might lose this round, but he's generally helped them. And
he's been awesome.
I'm well aware. There's no question. Gary in Vineland, New Jersey. Hi, Gary. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Gary. Mm. Go ahead, buddy.
You know, you said Pete Rose, and that's what I think of, too, when I see Rios. I can't even think of his name. He frustrates me so much. He needs to choke up on the bat.
Wait, I know who are you talking about? I don't know who you're talking about.
Our center fielder.
Rojas.
Yeah.
Like, he just needs to choke up on the bat and just hit foul ball after foul ball.
He does choke up. Like, he does choke up. He's just not good enough.
Gary, he is a minor league player. He's a minor league baseball player.
It's incredible. And we see him try to bunt it. We see him. He's resorted to everything, and he just can't manage to
get
down that line, on base. When he gets on base, it's a beautiful thing.
On base. It's a miracle when he gets on.
Oh. At least Marsh has a little bit of a chance to get on.
He's heading down the room and playing pass. The other thing I didn't understand about yesterday is Stubbs is our best player with taking pitches, and they take him out of the game after he had.
Hold on, Stubbs, you're all over the place. Who?
I am all over the place. Stott, Bryson Stott.
Yeah. Well, the problem is he stinks against lefties, but I'm putting him in there tonight because I got to try something else. I just got to.
Yeah. I'll take his stink over everybody else's stink right now.
Yeah.
If only we had known before this season that Rojas couldn't hit, right? I mean, if only we had known.
It was a complete unknown, James.
When you could have done something in the outfield, you know.
So
like,
I'll say this, James. I'm not bothered by what you just said that time.
Okay, it's the trade deadline.
Because there was a good argument. Give Rojas 300 at bats before the trade deadline. See what he's got. My team's going to make the playoffs anyway. Like, that was reasonable.
I know. I also think this mentality of they're going to make the playoffs anyway is part of the freaking problem. You know?
All right, let me ask this question. I'm just going to say it. First time in the postseason that this name is invoked, I'm just going to throw it out there. Should Rhys Hoskins have been a Philly? Could have.
Yeah, he wasn't great for Milwaukee, for what it's worth.
He's a lot better than Johan Rojas.
I agree.
Should Rhys Hoskins be on the team?
No.
John?
No, Joe. Remember, we revamped our defense and felt about the fact that we actually had one. It's better. It's better
is
this way.
Is the cumulative
with defense. We still have major issues in the outfield.
No, he went cold all the time, too.
But at least he took pitches.
To defend this point,
like, at least he went up there with an approach every time.
How many walks does Austin Hayes have, James?
Zero. Yeah. Zero as a Philly. How crazy is that? He's never walked in a Philly's uniform. That's, like, hard to believe.
Well, later in the hour, we'll get to the poll results of all these questions. I just want to throw this one out there now, just this question. Is anybody with me? I actually am not even sure myself yet. I got to think of this through for another minute or two. But to strongly consider or do Kyle Schwarber in left field tonight, so you can have Stott play second, you can have Sosa play third, and you can have Boehm DH and Schwarber's bat.
I would DH
no
Wes Wilson. But yes, I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
You would DH Wes Wilson with Schwarber?
I would rather have Wes Wilson in life than Alec Boehm against left-hander tonight.
I prefer anyone.
James, would you put Kyle Schwarber in left field?
If I was going to do that, I'd probably put Wes Wilson in left field because I think he's less likely to get hurt out there. I think they're both bad outfielders, but I am fine with putting Schwarber in left field if it makes the lineup better. Like, whatever you have to do at this point.
By the way,
Wilson, left field, Schwarber, DH, that works too. Just flip it.
And let me just say this. If this is a close game, and it very well may be, at whatever point, 2-2, 0-0, 4-4, whatever, like, Strom and Hoffman got to do their job.
Oh, yeah,
because they're
sure.
they're getting into tonight's game. Like, they are in tonight's game.
The Mets just take a big lead and never look back, which is certainly possible.
But they still get in the game. Like, at some point, it is a virtual impossibility this game gets played tonight without Strom and Hoffman getting into it, unless the Phillies are up 10-2. So when they get it, they have to.
From your lips.
They have to do their job. They have to do their job. Lenny and Conshohocken. Len.
Guys, I'm so disappointed right now. I have a bunch of people to blame, but right now my big blame, and Dombrowski is off the hook for some reason. I want to name you all the trade deadlines over the last 3 years that we got. Syndergaard, trash. Marsh, trash. Estevez, trash.
No.
Every single trade deadline that we've gone to, we've brought in nobody. And if you look across...
Well, you got better examples than that. Estevez and Marsh have been better than you're letting on there. But obviously, this one really hurt this year with the offense in the outfield.
It's just so bad. And I listen to you guys all the time, and I hear you saying we need to upgrade. We have to upgrade. Seltzer, literally, get rid of your prospects for guys right now. You're telling me that a Luis Robert in center field right now wouldn't make this offense better because you don't want to get rid of Crawford? It is mind-numbing to me. I just cannot continue to watch a lifeless bunch of guys that we love and we literally dedicate our entire summers to. Our entire summers to. 162 nights. Every single freaking night in the summer, and they come out like a lifeless bunch of bums. We deserve better. The city deserves better. I'm fired up. If we don't win tonight, I am going to lose my freaking mind.
All right, Lenny, we'll talk to you tomorrow, man. I get it. I'll say this about effort, because I don't think effort's mostly been the issue, but that was a poor effort by Estevez last night when trying to field a ground ball with a bare hand and then trying to pick up a ball with a glove.
It was brutal.
The combination was hurt. It was like, what do we got, a 20-0 lead here and it doesn't matter?
He compounded a bad situation by making it worse, by picking the wrong thing back-to-back.
That was stunning.
In split-second decisions, just really bad ones back-to-back.
Yeah,
and he's been okay. Like, he hasn't been a disaster, but he's not been good. It was not like a, wow, what a great acquisition, the deadline. To Lenny's point, there have been zero trade deadline acquisitions by Dave Dombrowski that have made a major difference for this team.
Well, I would
and
say
Brandon Marsh is the closest, but you know what? You gave up Logan Ohapi, who's been awesome for the Angels. I know he's blocked here, but it's not like he gave up nothing to get Marsh.
And by the way, and Devin, I think it was you that had JT at bat of the bone, right?
Yeah.
Like, I do think we have officially entered into the decline of JT Romero.
100%. Yeah.
He's the guy I blame the least.
I think we're in, we're starting to get to a steeper part of
it. Like, I blame him the least because I just think he's one of those, like, he gave you what he could.
Yeah.
He's around, what, 30, 31?
33, dude.
Oh,
but he's
really?
Got to call a better
he's
game.
I hear you on that.
Yeah, I agree with you, Rhea. Yeah.
I mean, the physical part of him not being, that was fine, but he was killing Aaron Nola last night.
I agree.
You know what?
We had a pitch clock penalty because they couldn't get on the same.
Yeah, and Nola turned out to be right.
You know what hurt with Nola last night? He couldn't, when he got in trouble in that sixth inning, he couldn't just blow a fastball by a dude.
In the sixth inning?
That's Nola. I know.
But that's part of why Nola's Nola. Like,
without a doubt.
They were spitting on the breaking ball stuff that was, you know, down in the ground that usually is effective because usually guys will swing and all that.
And because he's got pinpoint control.
Like he couldn't get them out on the junkier stuff, and he couldn't blow a fastball by him to just end the at bat. He just couldn't do it.
Yeah.
And then
was no easy way out.
Yeah. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get to our poll results. Who the audience wants to start in all these different spots, including Wheeler and Ranger? I mean, that's a big one. All of that and more. Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie. Phone calls on all these topics on 94 WIP.
Get ready to
postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tackle the NFL action with FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sports book, because right now new customers can bet $5, get $300 in bonus bets if you win. And be sure to build a same game parlay for the Thursday night football game between San Francisco and Seattle. You can pick how the wide receivers on both sides will do and who will come out on top in this division matchup for your Same game parlay. Just visit FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R, to make every moment more this season. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. That's FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R, to win today.
brought to you by the city of Philadelphia.
What? Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no!
Germans? Forget it, he's rolling.
It ain't over now. Because when the going gets tough... The tough get going! Who's with me? Let's go! Come on!
Phillies Mets game 4, 5:08 this evening on 94 WIP. City of Philadelphia hiring people who are excited about Philly's potential. Is that you? Jobs for all experience levels. Visit work.philly.gov. Weather brought to you by Klondike Kate's. Sunny, high 69. Enjoy Bud Light and Michelob Ultra specials at Klondike Kate's, nestled in the heart of Main Street on the University of Delaware campus. Visit KlondikeKates.com today. Listen to every Eagles game on your streaming device. Just download the free Odyssey app or tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.
Look, guys, we're trying. We're trying to do our part. To everyone in the Delaware Valley, we appreciate you listening. And look, we're not trying to be Pollyanna because we understand the reality. This whole thing might be over in about 11 hours. All right? We all get it.
I just told you it wasn't over.
You did. You did. Look, they got to dig down tonight. And there's a lot that has to go right. First off, they have to be mentally and emotionally prepared for the challenge. And that's not easy when you're on the mat. Number two, they have to be crisper with their decision-making as batters. Number three, they have to hopefully pick the right starting pitcher, and that's very debatable who it should be. And then I'll say number four, they have to fill out a lineup with all sorts of positions where people are all over the place who should start. But they can do this. They can. Now, I'm not done, James. Keep going. I'm not done. John, tell me more about how the Phillies can do this. Not necessarily that they will, but this game that now starts in 7 hours and 34 minutes is a winnable game for the Philadelphia Phillies.
You want me to tell you more about how they can win this?
Yes, I do.
They can win this if they completely revamp their approach to offensive baseball. That's what this requires. What we saw, my gosh, last night was an impossible failure in the sixth inning that Bryce Harper gets up there, three swings, he's out. Casty, two men on, he gets up, hits it directly into a double play, he's out. We need to maximize these opportunities. By maximizing our approach, just be smarter, just have your composure, just have your wherewithal, be that guy. And this was the opportunity that we had the bye, we had the chance to rest, make the most out of that, use this as a springboard for the rest of this postseason.
Devin, please. Tell me how they can win.
Hit the baseball. It's that simple. Hit the baseball. Be smart with your at bats. Don't swing at everything that comes your way. And Ranger, if you start, pitch well, please. I'm begging you.
Yep. All right. Well said. Hit the baseball. I like that, actually.
That's it.
And don't swing at pitches that aren't strikes. Hit it when it's a strike, and otherwise don't swing.
Make their pitchers work.
All right, time's yours coming up in 10 minutes. That should be a doozy after last night. Let's go back to the phones. Brandon in Wilmington. What's going on, Brandon?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hey, Brandon.
Hey, when Joe brought up the three-day rest possibility for Zach Wheeler. I immediately had a flashback to the 2009 World Series.
Me too. Well, I thought about it earlier. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was a big debate. I remember reading a lot about our buddy Joe Girardi's game plan coming into that World Series, where he was going to pitch Sabathia and Burnett on 3 days rest and even Pettit if he needed. And there was a lot of debate that he should not do that. He went ahead and did it, obviously, and unfortunately the Yankees won. And I just, on hold here, looked up the ages. Sabathia was 29 and Burnett was 32. Now, I know Zach Wheeler's 34, but Joe, it does, I guess, lead into your debate a little bit more and give you, for that. It has worked. It worked against us.
Well, it has, and I'll give you another one. I mean, I'm not going back to Gibson and all that. Schilling in 01 started for Arizona games 1, 4, and 7.
And Bumgarner. Let's not forget Madison Bumgarner. Yeah. And Bumgarner started 1-4 and pitched like 6 innings of relief in 7. Like, it can be done.
And also, Brendan, here's the other part of this that I think is really important to say. I'm not saying, all right, I'm putting Zach Wheeler out there and I put him in to die, and he's got to give me 145 pitches and get through 8 2/3 innings. I mean, I need him to give me like 6 innings. I'll take 5 if that's all he's got. I'll take what he can give me. Right. I got Ranger out of the bullpen. I got Hoffman out of the bullpen. I got Strom out of the bullpen. I got Kirkren out of the bullpen. I just need him to be the best starter tonight that he can be, which I believe is better than Ranger and better than the Mets starter. That's it.
Right, and if Ranger starts tonight, which everyone thinks he will, and he gets into trouble, we can go to Wheeler, and then you're left with
Brandon,
Sanchez.
You can, but just know my theory on this. I don't want Wheeler to have to come into I don't want him to come into a game where you're already down 3-0.
Yep. And
understood.
Also, again,
I don't have time for that.
Wheeler's come out of the bullpen one time in his career, once, and it was in game 7 last year. Like, it's just a risky move to say, all right, well, he has a preparation thing. These pitchers go to start game the way they do it. Like, why be like, oh, we're going to totally mess with what you do?
Brandon, did me and James convince you?
Yes.
Okay. Let's go to the Twitter poll question of the day. Brandon, good call there, especially if you agree with me. That means you're on the right side of things there. All right. Twitter poll brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and at Armin Chevrolet, you'll be seeing pink all month long as they honor survivors, and of course, remember those that we have lost. Always hoping for a cure. ArminChevy.com. 3 poll questions. Let's start with the one just about Ranger. Do you feel confident Ranger will pitch well tonight? Yes or no? John, how do you think people voted?
Man, I'm going to say 40% say yes.
You're really good. It's 39. Wow. Now, I do want to say, if we had a poll that says, do you think Ranger will pitch well tonight, I think the yeses would have been greater. Confident is a different level of certitude, if you will. Is that the right word, certitude? Something like that? All right, anyway.
Yeah.
Certitude is a word.
Yeah, right.
Well, 39% feel confident he will pitch well. Okay. Next question.
I think certainty is the word.
Maybe certainty. It didn't sound right.
Certitude, I think it means something different.
Yeah, I think you're right. All right. Second question. Who should start tonight? So just so if I have this right, James, you and me are on Wheeler.
Correct.
Rhea, you, Devin, and John are all on Ranger.
Correct.
Yeah.
All right. John, how do you think the votes came in on Twitter?
I think 68% say Ranger.
64% say Ranger Suarez.
Those polls do not jive with each other. One, do you have confidence in Ranger? 40% say no. And then the others are like, yeah, I want him to start. Those don't mix, you know?
That's a really good point.
I agree, James.
Certitude was right, Joe.
Certitude?
Certitude is actually like certainty. They're synonyms.
Yeah, I'm a wordsmith. All right. You're right, James. That's a great point. All right, third question. Who wins tonight? John, how do you think people voted on this one?
Oh, man. I have no clue. 70% say the Phillies.
54% say the Mets.
Oh, you gotta be kidding.
Let's go back to the phones. James, before we get out of here, I'm going to give you an exercise.
Okay, good.
I want you to write down the lineup of what it should be.
Okay.
And who's playing which position.
Okay.
Including DH. Okay, we'll get to that in about 10 minutes. Let's go to Mark right now. Mark's calling from Northeast Philadelphia. Mark, hello.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi, Mark.
Ladies. Look, here's the deal. I know this is going to sound off the wall, so just give me a minute. Sit Harper down. Start Clemens at first. Make Harper a designated hitter. You know what? Hmm. He's a multi-million dollar superstar. He ain't playing like a superstar
nah,
right now.
That's crazy talk.
First,
yeah, Mark, that's crazy talk.
And I'm sorry, but you know what? It's the end of the line. Yeah, this is every year in the playoffs, our big star players all go cold. I mean, how can you have like two runs an entire baseball game? You got lucky once, and I'm sorry, but Philadelphia, we used to be in the underdogs. Harper needs to stop doing the Rocky thing because they weren't the underdog coming into the series.
No, but I got to tell you, you lost me with your first point. I mean, come on. We can go through the exercise of, all right, then Bryce is the DH, and then who's not the DH, and then Schwarber's playing. Like, come on, let's keep it kind of on the rails here. Joe in Telford. Yeah. Joe, and I'm not opposed to Schwarber not being the DH, but don't give me the, it's so Bryce Harper doesn't play the field.
No, Bryce,
come on.
Devin makes a good point. Bryce is a really good first baseman.
He is.
It's crazy talk. There's no reason to entertain that. Joe in Telford. Joe, you're on WIP.
Hey, morning. I put some blame here on Topper because I don't think he's really pushing Kevin Long enough to push these guys to not be swinging for the gates every at-bat here. It's really disgusting to watch.
Well, it's impossible for us, Joe.
And I don't know how that works. I don't know, Joe, how you know or I know or anyone knows what Kevin Long is being told or what he's saying to the players.
I don't think the superstars are listening to him, but the younger players?
Well, I don't think
Listen, Joe, it's impossible to know. It's like the Hurts thing. Do you really think Sirianni's telling him to not scan the field and bail? I mean, come on.
I will say it does feel like Kevin Long, whenever we hear from him, it's a lot of trust the vets that they'll figure it out, the back of the baseball card, that kind of stuff. And I don't think that approach has worked in these situations. So
well,
if you're going to pick something specific, that's something specific.
He'll be a scapegoat if they don't get rid of Rob
Thompson. He's Long. Kevin Long, I think, is the most likely person to get fired from this, no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I honestly think he should have been gone last year. So, I mean, I call. If they lose this season, I would like to see Topper gone because I think Kevin Long should have been gone last season. But, you know, we can only sit here and hope for, you know, what all of us want individually. But there's so many things going on here that don't look good.
Joe, like this is interesting. We have not talked about Kevin Long much at all. We've talked ad nauseum about the approach at the plate, you know, about how faulty it's been. But we haven't really.
Can I say why though, Joe? Here's the way I'm going to put it, and I'm going to start with sports radio, and then I'm going to go to baseball. Here's my sport. Here's my sports radio analogy. We are hired to talk, and to do a good job, and be entertaining, compelling, interesting, and informative, and all those. Okay. If we weren't, they would get rid of us. I mean, I'm not patting ourselves on the back. I mean, my point is, people get hired to do a job. It's our job to do it. Our boss can give us some suggestions here and there. He can't be in here at 6 a.m. to hold our hand for 4 hours. Kevin Long has a job to do, but Nick Castellanos, $100 million, Schwarber near $100 million, Trey Turner, $300 million, Bryce Harper, $330 million, JT around $100 million. Those are the guys being paid to do the job. Those are the guys that have to do the job. I mean, this is not about Kevin Long. I mean, it is a little bit about Kevin Long making suggestions. But at the end of the day, when Trey Turner's up, he's got to not flail at a pitch low and outside. That's on him.
Right. But, I mean, I would say, like, does your producer come up with a daily plan what you guys are going to talk about?
No. I mean, we collectively discuss, but the point is you just got to do it. You know, it's on the people who are hired to do the job to do the job. That's my main point.
100%.
There. And I'm not saying Kevin Long and Joe, good call. I'm not saying Kevin Long might not have to go, but let's not kid ourselves. The main thing. The main thing is not the pitching coach. The main thing is players got to play better. Let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time,
all right, time's yours, brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
Please, please, please do not play the Rocky song for none of these Philly teams no more. Rocky was a fighter. These Phillies don't fight. They are no longer the fighting Phils, man. They are the disappointing, bad news bears Phils.
Well, listen, I understand your point. I don't think the lack of fight is as substantial as you think. And I'll also remind you, Rocky lost before he won.
The bats are cold. This is old. Noah looked like crap tonight. He was fidgety. Our window is closed for the World Series. I'm sorry. That's what I'm feeling. The Mets aren't even that good.
It's not
this
close.
This is not going to happen. I'm usually not like this, but that's what I'm feeling tonight.
No, the Mets are playing good baseball.
The Mets are good. They've been a good team for 4 months. We got to admit that the Mets are a good baseball team.
But let's not conflate things here. The Phillies are going to be in the playoffs next year. They're probably going to be in the playoffs after that. The window is not closed if they lose tonight.
I mean, it's identical to what the Braves did in 22 and 23. Like, they win game two after we steal game one, and then they're like, is this 85-win team really going to battle tooth and nail against us? Don't they know how great we are? We're the 96-win Phillies. Dude, you guys are one thing, and it's gauntlet. You're gauntlet.
Nah, see, people are taking it too far. That's just flat out not accurate.
I don't want to say this, but looks like Parks was right.
My gut says Mets in four.
I don't want to say this, but the Mets are winning in four.
Well, we'll see. We'll know the answer by the time we go to bed tonight. We'll find out.
It is Wednesday now. Wednesday. Coming in, we are going to own this Mets team. We ain't scared of them. We're not scared of them. We're going to come out strong. Ranger is going to deal. Bryce is going to put us on his back and take us to victory. And we're coming back to CBP, and we're taking game five. Let's go!
We are. They know we want to get it back to Citizens Bank Park. There's no question. We've got to figure out a way to win up there.
Can I just, let me just put this cautionary tale out there about something positive. Here's my cautionary positive comment. I beg people, if the Phillies win tonight, do not assume that the series is over and the Phillies have won.
Oh, big time, buddy.
That's all I ask. What musical, All I Ask of You? What is that? That's Phantom of the Opera, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Phantom of the Opera. All I ask of you is don't assume that the Phillies win tonight. They've won the series. And with that, Time's Yours, we shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, who wants good news where we can be happy about someone else suffering?
That sounds about as good as we're going to get today.
All right, this is one of those ones I'm going to file into the... Most people don't know it, but some people do know it. We'll see who knows it amongst the four of you here. A buddy just texted me, and I just looked it up to see if it's true, and it's true. Do you guys know Markelle Fultz is not in the NBA right now?
No, really?
Not on a team.
Not with the Magic anymore?
Wow. Not on a team.
No. I thought he was doing okay for them.
He got a $50 million contract a couple years ago, but season's about to start. He don't play for anybody.
Wow.
But see, I had no idea.
Was this the shooting thing again?
Simmons,
yeah, I agree with you, Devin. This doesn't do that much for me, sadly.
Did this crop up that he was unwilling to shoot?
I have no idea.
Is that what it was?
I haven't paid attention to him in four years.
Nor I. But it was amazing that this is a guy who said, I can't shoot anymore.
He went to another place. Nor I.
Yeah.
I like that.
Maybe he'll throw out the first pitch for the Mets tonight.
For a bit.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, John speaks like a 17th century Englishman wrote. Nor I. All right. Phones, quickly. Joe and Hugh soon. Connor and Vineland. Connor, hello. Connor, not hello. We go to Anthony right now. Anthony, you're on WIP.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, buddy.
What's up, Anthony?
Listen, I'm not going to call in and say I know everything about baseball. I just want to say, what I do want to say is I'm a huge Phillies fan. I live in South Philly, a couple blocks from the stadium. Rooted for the Phillies my whole life. I just want to say, if they're going to go out there and fight, and you know, and tonight they somehow squeak by, they get by, to just let us down on Friday, to let the Mets win, you know, here at home, where you know everybody's behind them, we're fighting, you know, I just want them.
That would hurt a lot.
So it's like if they do put it together tonight to get by. Hopefully, like, you know, a player like Bryce stands up in the locker room and tells them this is what these fans expect when we come back to Philly Friday. It's no guarantee, but, you know, this is what they're expecting. You know, this is what they want. You can't get by, you know, get their hopes up, you know, tonight to just let us die.
Look, I hear, Anthony, what you're saying basically is if you're about to die, you want to be Old Yeller and just put you out of your misery tonight instead of make you drag through this for three more days. All right. Fair enough. All right.
You think Old Yeller would have really wanted that?
I think Old Yeller couldn't think anymore because his brain was mush.
I don't remember. How much was Old Yeller suffering?
Suffering a lot.
A lot.
Was he? At the end.
Well, he was in the throes. Rabies, right?
Isn't that what it was? I think so.
Yeah, he was in that barn and they had to shoot him.
Okay.
It seemed like a lot worse for Old Yeller than it did for Cujo.
Oh, okay.
Like Cujo.
So much for that's not over.
Yeah. Maybe the Mets could be Old Yeller. That'd be cool, right?
All right, Seltzer, I need
rabies.
I need the lineup tonight. So before you say the lineup, James. Give me who's starting at the various positions, and then give me the lineup.
Okay, so starting...
No, by the way, this is your opinion.
My opinion. Yeah. I've got Harper at first, Stott at second. I have Turner at short, Sosa at third, okay, JT
so
behind the plate.
Sosa instead of Bohm. Okay, yep. JT. We know
and
them.
Then the outfield is Wilson in left, Marsh in center, and Castellanos in right.
Okay, so you go to Wilson, you go to Sosa, you go to Marsh, you go to Stott.
And then
and your pitcher would be Wheeler.
Zach Wheeler is on the hill for me to start.
Yeah, this is James's, not what Rob Thompson's done.
Correct.
We don't know that yet.
He won't do what I'm going to do lineup-wise.
And how would you sequence the lineup?
I would have Schwarber leading off, Turner second, Harper third, Casty fourth. I would stick with that.
Sure.
I would have Stott in the 5-0. I know they're going against a lefty, but he puts good at-bats up there. Plus, you split up the righties with a lefty in the middle. I have Wes Wilson in the 6-hole.
Well, that's incredible.
Yeah, not happening. JT moved down a spot, 7th. I would like to bat Marsh 9th, but I'm going to put him 8th to split up the righties, and then I have Sosa 9.
Okay. Guys, we'll find out. I mean, listen, buckle up. I know we might have dreams dashed tonight. We might have tears in the Delaware Valley amongst the kids. But we also might have a really cool night. So time will tell. The game here on WIP is in 7 hours. And 15 minutes. Enjoy it as best you can. It's not going to be about you. It's going to be about what they do, and we'll react tomorrow. Go Phils. Look, guys, we're trying. We're trying to do our part. To everyone in the Delaware Valley, we appreciate you listening. And look, we're not trying to be Pollyanna because we understand the reality. This whole thing might be over in about 11 hours. All right? We all get it.
I just told you it wasn't over.
You did. You did. Look, they got to dig down tonight, and there's a lot that has to go right. First off, they have to be mentally and emotionally prepared for the challenge, and that's not easy when you're on the mat. Number two, they have to be crisper with their decision-making as batters. Number three, they have to hopefully pick the right starting pitcher, and that's very debatable who it should be. And then I'll say number four, they have to fill out a lineup with all sorts of positions where people are all over the place who should start. But they can do this. They can. No, I'm not done, James. Keep going. I'm not done. John, tell me more about how the Phillies can do this. Not necessarily that they will, but this game that now starts in 7 hours and 34 minutes is a winnable game for the Philadelphia Phillies.
You want me to tell you more about how they can win this?
Yes, I do.
They can win this if they completely revamp their approach to offensive baseball. That's what this requires. What we saw, my gosh, last night was an impossible failure in the sixth inning that Bryce Harper gets up there, three swings, he's out. Casty, two men on, he gets up, hits it directly into a double play, he's out. We need to maximize these opportunities. By maximizing our approach, just be smarter. Just have your composure. Just have your wherewithal. Be that guy. And this was the opportunity. We had the bye. We had the chance to rest. Make the most out of that. Use this as a springboard for the rest of this postseason.
Devin,
please.
Tell me how they can win.
Hit the baseball. It's that simple. Hit the baseball. Be smart with your at-bats. Don't swing at everything that comes your way. And Ranger, if you start, pitch well. Please, I'm begging you.
Yep. All right. Well said. Hit the baseball. I like that, actually.
That's it.
And don't swing at pitches that aren't strikes. Hit it when it's a strike, and otherwise don't swing.
Make their pitchers work.
All right, time's yours coming up in 10 minutes. That should be a doozy after last night. Let's go back to the phones. Brandon in Wilmington. What's going on, Brandon?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hey, Brandon.
Hey, when Joe brought up the three-day rest possibility for Zach Wheeler, I immediately had a flashback to the 2009 World Series.
Me too. Well, I thought about it earlier. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a big debate. I remember reading a lot about our buddy Joe Girardi's game plan coming into that World Series where he was going to pitch Sabathia and Burnett on 3 days rest and even Pettit if he needed. And there was a lot of debate that he should not do that. He went ahead and did it, obviously, and unfortunately the Yankees won. And I just, on hold here, looked up the ages. Sabathia was 29 and Burnett was 32. Now, I know Zach Wheeler's 34, but, Joe, it does, I guess, lead into your debate a little bit more and give you, for that. It has worked. It worked against us.
And I'll give you another one. I mean, I'm not going back to Gibson and all that. Schilling in 01. Started for Arizona games 1, 4, and 7.
And Bumgarner. Let's not forget Madison Bumgarner. Yeah. And Bumgarner started 1-4 and pitched like 6 innings of relief in 7. Like, it can be done.
And also, Brandon, here's the other part of this that I think is really important to say. I'm not saying, all right, I'm putting Zach Wheeler out there and I put him in to die, and he's got to give me 145 pitches and get through 8 2/3 innings. I mean, I need him to give me like 6 innings. I'll take 5 if that's all he's got. I'll take what he can give me. Right. I got Ranger out of the bullpen. I got Hoffman out of the bullpen. I got Strom out of the bullpen. I got Kirkren out of the bullpen. I just need him to be the best starter tonight that he can be, which I believe is better than Ranger and better than the Mets starter. That's it.
Right. And if Ranger starts tonight, which everyone thinks he will, and he gets into trouble, we can go to Wheeler and then you're left with
Brandon,
Sanchez.
You can, but just know my theory on this. I don't want Wheeler to have to come into I don't want him to come into a game where you're already down 3-0.
Yep. And understood. Also, again,
I don't have time for that.
Wheeler's come out of the bullpen one time in his career, once, and it was in game 7 last year. Like, it's just a risky move to say, all right, well, he has a preparation thing. These pitchers go to start game the way they do it. Like, why be like, oh, we're going to totally mess with what you do?
Brandon, did me and James convince you?
Yes.
Okay. Let's go to the Twitter poll question of the day. Brandon, good call there, especially if you agree with me. That means you're on the right side of things there. All right. Twitter poll brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and at Armin Chevrolet, you'll be seeing pink all month long as they honor survivors, and of course, remember those that we have lost. Always hoping for a cure. ArminChevy.com. 3 poll questions. Let's start with the one just about Ranger. Do you feel confident Ranger will pitch well tonight? Yes or no? John, how do you think people voted?
Man, I'm going to say 40% say yes.
You're really good. It's 39. Wow. Now, I do want to say, if we had a poll that says, do you think Ranger will pitch well tonight, I think the yeses would have been greater. Confident is a different level of certitude, if you will. Is that the right word, certitude? Something like that? All right, anyway.
Yeah.
Certitude is a word.
Yeah, right.
Well, 39% feel confident he will pitch well. Okay. Next question.
I think certainty is the word.
Maybe certainty. It didn't sound right.
Certitude, I think it means something different.
Yeah, I think you're right. All right, second question. Who should start tonight? So just so if I have this right, James, you and me are on Wheeler.
Correct.
Rhea, you, Devin, and John are all on Ranger.
Correct.
Yeah.
All right. John, how do you think the votes came in on Twitter?
I think 68% say Ranger.
64% say Ranger Suarez.
Those polls do not jive with each other. One, do you have confidence in Ranger? 40% say no. And then the others are like, yeah, I want him to start. Those don't mix, you know?
That's a really good point.
I agree, James.
Certitude was right, Joe.
Certitude?
Certitude is actually like certainty. They're synonyms.
Yeah, I'm a wordsmith. All right. You're right, James. That's a great point. All right, third question. Who wins tonight? John, how do you think people voted on this one?
Oh, man. I have no clue. 70% say the Phillies.
54% say the Mets.
Oh, you gotta be kidding.
Let's go back to the phones. James, before we get out of here, I'm going to give you an exercise.
Okay, good.
I want you to write down the lineup of what it should be.
Okay.
And who's playing which position.
Okay.
Including DH. Okay, we'll get to that in about 10 minutes. Let's go to Mark right now. Mark's calling from Northeast Philadelphia. Mark, hello.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi, Mark.
Ladies. Look, here's the deal. I know this is going to sound off the wall, so just give me a minute. Sit Harper down. Start Clemens at first. Nah. Make Harper a designated hitter. You know what? Hmm. He's a multi-million dollar superstar. He ain't playing like a superstar
nah,
right now.
That's crazy talk.
First,
yeah, Mark, that's crazy talk.
And I'm sorry, but you know what? It's the end of the line. Yeah, this is every year in the playoffs, our big star players all go cold. I mean, how can you have like two runs an entire baseball game? You got lucky once, and I'm sorry, but Philadelphia, we're used to being the underdogs. Harper needs to stop doing the Rocky thing because they weren't the underdog coming into the series.
No, but I got to tell you, you lost me with your first point. I mean, come on. We can go through the exercise of, all right, then Bryce is the DH, and then who's not the DH, and then Schwarber's playing. Like, come on, let's keep it kind of on the rails here. Joe in Telford. Yeah. Joe, and I'm not opposed to Schwarber not being the DH, but don't give me the, it's so Bryce Harper doesn't play the field.
No, Bryce,
come on.
Devin makes a good point. Bryce is a really good first baseman.
It's crazy talk. There's no reason to entertain that. Joe in Telford. Joe, you're on WIP.
Hey, morning. I put some blame here on Topper because I don't think he's really pushing Kevin long enough to push these guys to not be swinging for the gates every at-bat here. It's really disgusting to watch.
Well, it's impossible for us, Joe.
And I don't know how that works. I don't know, Joe, how you know or I know or anyone knows what Kevin Long is being told or what he's saying to the players.
I don't think the superstars are listening to him, but the younger players?
Well, I don't think
Listen, Joe, it's impossible to know. It's like the Hurts thing. Do you really think Sirianni's telling him to not scan the field and bail? I mean, come on.
I will say it does feel like Kevin Long, whenever we hear from him, it's a lot of trust the vets, that they'll figure it out, the back of the baseball card, that kind of stuff. And I don't think that approach has worked in these situations. So
well,
if you're going to pick something specific, that's something specific.
He'll be a scapegoat if they don't get rid of Rob
Thompson.
He's
Long. Kevin Long, I think, is the most likely person to get fired from this, no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I honestly think he should have been gone last year. So, I mean, I call. If they lose this season, I would like to see Topper gone because I think Kevin Long should have been gone last season. But, you know, we can only sit here and hope for, you know, what all of us want individually. But there's so many things going on here that don't look good.
Joe, like this is interesting. We have not talked about Kevin Long much at all. We've talked ad nauseum about the approach at the plate, you know, about how faulty it's been, but we haven't really.
Can I say why though, Joe? Here's the way I'm going to put it, and I'm going to start with sports radio, and then I'm going to go to baseball. Here's my sports radio analogy. We are hired to talk. And to do a good job and be entertaining, compelling, interesting, and informative, and all those. Okay. If we weren't, they would get rid of us. I mean, I'm not patting ourselves on the back. I mean, my point is, people get hired to do a job. It's our job to do it. Our boss can give us some suggestions here and there. He can't be in here at 6 a.m. to hold our hand for 4 hours. Kevin Long has a job to do, but Nick Castellanos, $100 million, Schwarber near $100 million, Trey Turner, $300 million, Bryce Harper, $330 million, JT around $100 million. Those are the guys being paid to do the job. Those are the guys that have to do the job. I mean, this is not about Kevin Long. I mean, it is a little bit about Kevin Long making suggestions. But at the end of the day, when Trey Turner's up, he's got to not flail at a pitch low and outside. That's on him.
Right. But, I mean, I would say, like, does your producer come up with a daily plan what you guys are going to talk about?
No. I mean, we collectively discuss, but the point is, you just got to do it. You know, it's on the people who are hired to do the job to do the job. That's my main point.
100%.
There. And I'm not saying Kevin Long and Joe, good call. I'm not saying Kevin Long might not have to go. But let's not kid ourselves, the main thing. The main thing is not the pitching coach. The main thing is players got to play better. Let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
Please, please, please do not play the Rocky song for none of these Philly teams no more. Rocky was a fighter. These Phillies don't fight. They are no longer the fighting Phils, man. They are the disappointing bad news bears Phils.
Well, listen, I understand your point. I don't think the lack of fight is as substantial as you think. And I'll also remind you, Rocky lost before he won.
The bats are cold. This is old. Noah looked like crap tonight. He was fidgety. Our window is closed for the World Series. I'm sorry. That's what I'm feeling. The Mets aren't even that good.
It's not
this
close.
This is not going to happen. I'm usually not like this, but that's what I'm feeling tonight.
No, the Mets are playing good baseball.
The Mets are good. They've been a good team for 4 months. We got to admit that the Mets are a good baseball team.
But let's not conflate things here. The Phillies are going to be in the playoffs next year. They're probably going to be in the playoffs after that. The window is not closed if they lose tonight.
I mean, it's identical to what the Braves did in 22 and 23. Like, they win game two after we steal game one, and then they're like, is this 85-win team really gonna battle tooth and nail against us? Don't they know how great we are? We're the 96-win Philly. Dude, you guys are one thing, and it's gutless. You're gutless.
Nah, see, people are taking it too far. That's just flat out not accurate.
I don't want to say this, but looks like Parks was right.
My gut says Mets in four.
I don't want to say this, but the Mets are winning in four.
Well, we'll see. We'll know the answer by the time we go to bed tonight. We'll find out.
It is Wednesday now. Wednesday. Coming in, we are going to own this Mets team. We ain't scared of them. We're not scared of them. We're going to come out strong. Ranger is going to deal. Bryce is going to put us on his back and take us a victory. And we're coming back to CBP, and we're taking game five. Let's go!
We are. They know we want to get it back to Citizens Bank Park. There's no question. We've got to figure out a way to win up there.
Can I just, let me just put this cautionary tale out there about something positive. Here's my cautionary positive comment. I beg people, if the Phillies win tonight, do not assume that the series is over and the Phillies have won.
Oh, big time, buddy.
That's all I ask. What musical, All I Ask of You? What is that? That's Phantom of the Opera, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Phantom of the Opera. All I ask of you is don't assume if the Phillies win tonight, they've won the series. And with that, Time's Yours, we shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, who wants good news where we can be happy about someone else suffering?
That sounds about as good as we're going to get today.
All right, this is one of those ones I'm going to file into the most people don't know it, but some people do know it. We'll see who knows it amongst the four of you here. A buddy just texted me, and I just looked it up to see if it's true, and it's true. Do you guys know Markelle Fultz is not in the NBA right now?
No, really?
Not on a team.
Not with the Magic anymore?
Wow. Not on a team.
No. I thought he was doing okay for them.
He got a $50 million contract a couple years ago, but season's about to start. He don't play for anybody.
Wow.
But see,
was this the shooting thing again?
Simmons,
I agree with you, Devin. This doesn't do that much for me, sadly.
Did this crop up that he was unwilling to shoot?
Is that what
it was?
I haven't paid attention to him in four years.
Nor I. But it was amazing that this is a guy who said, I can't shoot anymore.
Good, he went to another place.
Yeah.
I like that.
Maybe he'll throw out the first pitch for the Mets tonight.
For a bit.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, John speaks like a 17th century Englishman wrote. Nor I. All right. Phones, quickly. Joe and Hugh soon. Connor and Vineland. Connor, hello. Connor, not hello. We go to Anthony right now. Anthony, you're on WIP.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, buddy.
What's up, Anthony?
Listen, I'm not going to call in and say I know everything about baseball. I just want to say, what I do want to say is I'm a huge Phillies fan. I live in South Philly, a couple blocks from the stadium. Rooted for the Phillies my whole life.
I just want to say, if they're going to go out there and fight, and you know, and tonight they somehow they squeak by, they get by, to just let us down on Friday, to let the Mets win, you know, here at home, where you know everybody's behind them, we're fighting, we, you know, I just want them.
That would hurt. That would hurt. That would hurt a lot.
Yeah. So it's like, if they do put it together tonight to get by, hopefully, like, you know, a player like Bryce stands up in the locker room and tells them that this is what these fans expect when we come back to Philly Friday. It's no guarantee, but, you know, this is what they're expecting. You know, this is what they want. You can't get by, you know, get their hopes up, you know, tonight to just let us die.
Look, I hear, Anthony, what you're saying basically is if you're about to die, you want to be old Yeller and just put you out of your misery tonight instead of make you drag through this for three more days. All right. Fair enough. All right.
You think old Yeller would have really wanted that?
I think old Yeller couldn't think anymore because his brain was mush.
I don't remember. How much was old Yeller suffering?
Suffering a lot.
A lot.
Was he? At the end.
Well, he was in the throes. Was
rabies,
it?
Right? Wait, isn't that what rabies, it was? I think so. I think.
Yeah, he was in that barn and they had to shoot him.
Okay.
It seemed like a lot worse for old Yeller than it did for Cujo.
Oh, okay.
Like Cujo.
So much for that's not over.
Yeah. Maybe the Mets could be old Yeller. That'd be cool, right?
All right, Seltzer, I need the lineup tonight. Yeller. So before you say the lineup, James, give me who's starting at the various positions and then give me the lineup.
Okay, so starting...
No, by the way, this is your opinion.
My opinion. Yeah. I've got Harper at first, Stott at second, I have Turner at short, Sosa at third, okay, JT
so
behind the plate.
Sosa instead of Bohm. Okay, yep. JT. We know
and then the outfield is Wilson in left, Marsh in center, and Castellanos in right.
Okay, so you go to Wilson, you go to Sosa, you go to Marsh, you go to Stott.
And then lineup.
And your pitcher would be Wheeler.
Zach Wheeler is on the hill for me to start.
Yeah, this is James's, not what Rob Thompson's done.
Correct.
We don't know that yet.
He won't do what I'm going to do lineup-wise.
And how would you sequence
the
lineup?
I would have Schwarber leading off, Turner second, Harper third, Casty fourth. I would stick with that.
Sure.
I would have Stott in the 5-0. I know they're going against a lefty, but he puts good at-bats up there. Plus, you split up the righties with a lefty in the middle. I have Wes Wilson in the 6-hole.
Well, that's incredible.
Yeah, not happening. JT moved down a spot, 7th. I would like to bat Marsh 9th, but I'm going to put him 8th to split up the righties, and then I have Sosa 9.
Okay. Guys, we'll find out. I mean, listen, buckle up. I know we might have dreams dashed tonight. We might have tears in the Delaware Valley amongst the kids. But we also might have a really cool night. So time will tell. The game here on WIP is in 7 hours. And 15 minutes. Enjoy it as best you can. It's not going to be about you. It's going to be about what they do, and we'll react tomorrow. Go Phils.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.